Warning, listening to this podcast may result in chronic ambition and some wins. What's up, winners? Welcome back to another episode of Stay Winning Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so happy that you're here. Today, we're going over millennial money. So millennials are facing a widening wealth gap. Millennials are currently around the ages of 28 and 42. The study published in the American Journal of Sociology in September 2023 examined the work of more than 6,000 millennials in the U.S. It was done by a program through the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Here are five shocking financial statistics of millennials aged 35. Number one. Let's start with home ownership. By age 35, which is right in the middle of 28 and 42, by age 35, 49% of millennials are homeowners. 10% of millennials live with their parents at age 35. The remaining amount rented, whether it was by themselves or with roommates. Number two, marriage. In the study, millennials tended to postpone marriage compared to previous generations. Only about 13% of millennials under 35 are married and have children. Number three, careers. Just 7.3% of millennials have gone into prestigious careers. According to the study, most millennials in their mid-30s are more likely to work low-paying service jobs. Number four, wealth and net worth. The study found that the median millennial wealth is $48,000. About 14% of millennials had a negative net worth by age 35, which means more debt than assets. This takes us to number five, which is millennial debt. 68% of millennials have debt, with the majority of the bad debt being student loans, car payments, and credit cards. I find this really interesting. If you keep up with me on X, you will know that Americans have record credit card debt, but also set a new record for Cyber Monday purchases. Researchers claim the distribution of wealth among millennials is so uneven because the economic rewards of middle and upper class lifestyles have increased. If you have checked out my previous episodes, you will note a homeowner has 40 times the net worth of a renter. We are more and more likely becoming the generation of haves and have-nots. Winners, I hope you found this episode informative and maybe helps you consider setting new financial goals in 2024. Thank you again for tuning in. Winners, if you're finding value to the information I am sharing on this podcast, please help me out and subscribe, share, download, and tell your friends. You know this podcast is new, so if you're feeling extra kind, give me a rating and leave me a review. I can definitely use your help to stay winning. This show is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. It's not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your due diligence and consult a financial advisor as needed.